Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
I am from mainland China, writes a friend of Guidelines who tells how someone introduced him to Jesus Christ. Miraculously, he said, I was filled with peace and happiness, and he began to study the Bible. But some of what he read in this book troubled him, especially what Jesus said. He wrote, I find it impossible to love my enemy and pray for the person who hates me. My culture teaches me to pay an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But Jesus said, Do not resist an evil person. If someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. He then went to the bottom line. When a young lady was no longer the object of his attention, she began slandering him. She couldn't forgive me, he says, adding, She perceived me to be weak and faint, so she kept on insulting and hurting me. I hated myself for not retaliating. My co-workers mocked at the cowardice that is in me. I lost my self-respect as a person. I felt like a dog, not a man. And I wanted to get even. That's the only way I know to redeem my self-respect. Please help me. I want to love as Jesus tells me, but hatred rules over me. End quote. This young man is not the only one who feels torn between vengeance and doing what God wants. Three times the Bible stresses the truth that vengeance is God's prerogative, not ours. Moses stressed that truth in the book of Deuteronomy. It is also mentioned twice in the 27 books of the New Testament. Writing to the Romans, Paul said, Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, It is mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord. And the writer of the Hebrews says the same thing. But our old nature, as well as our culture, demands revenge. An eye for an eye, a harsh word for a harsh word, a blow for a blow. Why is it that Jesus' advice seemed to be so foreign, so opposed to the feelings of our nature? First, Jesus realized that God is far more worthy to mete out impartial judgment than we are. As the judge of the world, he knows the full story. And he is also completely fair and just. Believe me, God has his payday someday. And though the gristmill of the Almighty may grind at a different speed, sometimes a slower pace than we like, it nonetheless grinds exacting and very fine. Nothing goes unnoticed, nothing goes unpunished. There's another reason as well. There is no end to vengeance. One blow produces a corresponding blow. One misdeed produces another. Family feuds can go on for generations, inflicting more wounds and more pain. Now, Jesus knew that bitterness is a killer. Furthermore, when you release that bitterness, when you extend forgiveness to those who have wronged you, you get rid of a tremendous amount of psychological garbage which eats away at you as a cancer. I want to get even to redeem my worth as a man, wrote our young friend. But forgiving someone, releasing the bitterness, putting the whole issue in God's hand, is actually redeeming your value as a person. You must never forget that Christ died to redeem you from the curse of your old nature, including the desire to inflict pain on someone else, because he did that to you. Inflicting vengeance never brings back the loss of one you love, or mend a broken heart, or remove the graffiti on the surface of your life. Vengeance belongs to God. Let him handle the situation. He can do it better than you.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.